KQED.
Let's turn now to that John Cox interview. The Republican financier from San Diego has jumped into the 2018 California governor's race to talk about his platform and a little bit of who he is. We're joined now by John Cox. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, John. Thank you for having me.
You know, I immediately think we Republicans had a hard time getting Kevin Faulkner, the mayor of San Diego, to run. We saw Meg Whitman lost, I think it was $145 million in her run back in 2010. That was a race I covered. Why on earth are you running as a Republican in the blue state of California?
Well, first of all, one thing to remember is that California has had four Republican governors in the last 50 years. Secondly, if you look around the country now, John, 19 states have businessmen. I think they're all men, actually. Doug Ducey in Arizona next door. Pete Ricketts in Nebraska. Matt Bevin's Kentucky. Rick Snyder in Michigan. Charlie Baker.
Let me just stop you real quick.
Yeah.
I don't know too many people who are pointing to Rick Snyder and his handling of the Flint water crisis and saying that is an example that we want to follow.
Well, you're right. That one, and he was, by the way, be the first to admit that he screwed that one up. But I'm also running the changed legislature. So I'm doing both at the same time.
Let me jump in real quick, because I was in Ventura County earlier this month, and a man approached me essentially with an initiative that is the Neighborhood Legislature Initiative.
Oh, one of our signature collectors?
Yes.
Wonderful.
As I looked at it, though, I started to wonder. You're a candidate who says you want to stem corruption. You want to really kind of bring common sense back into the legislature. But in many ways, when I was talking with this gentleman who was gathering signatures for you, he was denigrating the legislature and saying that we were paying them too much. And I thought to myself, well, if we're paying the legislature too much and if we're denigrating them, why do you expect that we're going to get good qualified candidates to run for no money? Like, why would people want to step up and be neighborhood legislators?
That's a great, great question, John. And I got this idea from New Hampshire, and that's what's important to understand here.
A significantly smaller state. Yes.
I understand that, but it's not another planet. It's the United States of America, and there's people that look just like you there, believe me. Obviously, I also want to be governor because I want to help move the debate in this state away from the regulation that's strangling business, away from the taxes that are making life unaffordable here. Partly because we have this political class in Sacramento that really bends to the wishes of the special interests.
You mentioned at the very beginning that part of the reason that you were running is you felt that, you know, the state was ready for a business-style governor, somebody who is able to fire and hire people. We have a president right now who has made a career out of firing people on TV. And I'm curious to begin with, did you vote for Donald Trump?
You know, this campaign is not about Donald Trump.
But did you
it's
vote
about
for him?
Me. I've already said to every interviewer about this already. I'm not going to make this about Donald Trump. I'm happy he's president. I support him as president. I'm happy we didn't get Hillary Clinton as president. I'm a policy guy. Mm-hmm. I believe in good policy. And, you know, but you hear this other thing, John. I'm not going to run for governor to try to impose those ideas. I believe the state legislature, building on a consensus approach, ought to be there to decide those issues. I'll weigh in. Certainly, I'll weigh in on what I believe is right, but I want a legislature that's composed of people and bubbles up and consensus-driven ideas coming from the people.
John Cox, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.